Our initial investigations were to look at whether we could generate a robust model of the normal esophageal epithelium. This is absolutely required in complex and to further our complex understanding of carcinogenesis in the esophagus. And traditionally, over the last 20 years or so, one particular cell line has been used as a model of normal. This was derived from a biopsy in the 1980s, which underwent genetic manipulation. It became clear on our first examination that this cell line appears abnormal in organotypic culture when compared to primary tissue, with no evidence of stratification. On further examination, there is clear abnormal proliferation in the cell line compared to normal. There is the lack of specific cytokeratin markers that define a squamous epithelium. And this may be due to the lack of expression of P63, a molecule that's required to form a stable stratified epithelium. And this is about to go into print with Biology of the Cell.